Augusta. Hey Augusta. Hey Augusta. Hey Augusta.
Don't whoop our ass, man. That's our rant. Don't whoop our ass.
Yeah, we got a couple of 3-4 emails of people talking about kicking our ass.
Like straight what, like kicking our ass?
We can start right off with the first email.
Damn.
This email is from John Isacor. Hey, what up, boys? If I see anybody from LOC in these streets and new podcast is up, I'm whooping y'all ass.
Damn.
And I'm under 60.
Damn. Well, you probably could whoop one of our asses.
So this is from John Isacor. So
yeah, the last name, it sounds like you know some different shit. There ain't nobody ever even.
And you know some foreign
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, dog, Isacor. It sounds like you'll do a guile kick off Street Fighter. And kick Sonic all my boom. Fucking bottom teeth out.
Let's see, the next email we have is from, let's see here. Let's pull it down. Man,
Daryl got a AOL. He got one of them AOL 72-hour CDs. You know, them discs you used to get back in the day. Yeah. Daryl actually has Oregon Trail on his computer still.
He got Driver.
Yeah, Driver. He has a green screen computer with a floppy disk. This nigga is taking all day to get to the next email. All
right, this next one is from Todd Johnson. He says, yo, what up, SOLC? Been missing y'all. Had to go back and download a whole bunch of extra episodes just because y'all ain't coming out with no new shit. But I'm still fucking with y'all, though. Man, y'all really know how to have a brother fiending over here. Peace out.
Salute, brother. Yeah, what's the name, man?
Todd Johnson.
Todd Johnson.
Sorry, Todd, man. We fucking up, man. We know. We sorry.
Man, that's Teddy, man. He was got locked up for selling Young QC mixtapes.
If I was doing that, y'all should just beat my ass in public, in front of my motherfucking Catholic monastery.
We damn. Will.
And just drop you off at it.
Just drop me off. Let me repent for my sins.
That's horrible, man.
Just saying, I deserve it. If I'm selling Young QC mixtapes.
Next email is Juanita.
Juanita.
It says Juanita. No last name in there. Though.
Hi, Juanita.
She don't want to know her government name, last name, so it's all good. Or maybe she made up this email just
Juanita.
To email us.
Juanita.
Maybe it's a dude. We don't know.
All right.
I need more SOLC in my life. Where are you guys? I just been missing y'all. Just wanted to give y'all a shout out, and I'm going to be donating soon to the podcast.
Hey, Juanita. Shout out to you.
Because she actually trying to. Look at Juanita. We can do a special podcast for you for the right
dedicated record. To only Juanita and the topic she want to cover.
It literally, we just sent it to you.
And Juanita, I sing if you want me to sing on it.
Yes.
Like, I'm going to sing this Brian McKnight song. It's an oldie but goodie.
Hey, man.
Oh, man. Well, no, Juanita, for real. We appreciate you.
Yeah,
and,
appreciate it. If y'all want to donate, go to straightolc.podbean.com.
There's the plug.
For it is for the Joel Osteen Fund.
We're trying to upgrade, man. We want to be.
Joel, good. I want to give it to like a more.
I would say we want to be syndicated, but we don't. We kind of want to be like raw form. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Be like, look here.
But syndicated, I'm saying, real, if we can get some XM.
Like, Teddy, you're going to have to cut your hair.
Yeah, isn't there so black FM? People? Can we get some radio?
If we can get on XM radio or some shit like that, that'd be super dope. I think our shit is better than a lot of shit I listen to on there when I'm going out of town. So, yeah, appreciate you, Juanita.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
Shout out to my man Mike Coy. He sent us a couple of articles that we're going to use for Raw, not Raw, not for some of the topics tonight.
Okay.
Shout out to him. He's always holding us down. He's over in China, been a loyal listener.
Yes. Salute, brother.
Yeah, yeah. All right. Last email is coming from Cassandra Tinsley.
Cassandra.
Cassandra.
She sounds like she'd beat somebody ass. It sounds like if your girl name is Cassandra, my mama named Sandra, so I know if your name is Cassandra, oh, yeah. You would beat the shit out your husband. For real. If he come in late at night,
what time is it?
Nah, dude, your girl Cassandra ain't going over there. She beat your ass last week.
I put up a throwback episode that we had lost. This is what she's commenting on. I have to say that this last throwback episode or flashback episode you all put up about Javon making the Kool-Aid for his family and where his lineage comes from in Africa has got to be the funniest story I have heard literally in my life. It went on for at least 10 minutes. Javon broke down
the original
his
rant.
Family's historical ranks of Kool-Aid back to Africa.
Oh, man.
I've never, ever seen anyone retrace their African lineage through Kool-Aid in their life. Hey, this man. Is the best podcast on Stitcher Radio.
That's orange. That's orange right there.
It's orange.
That's orange.
Orange. Is that orange? Man, no, he didn't say orange. Orange.
Orange.
Hey, y'all know what? I'm talking about, dude. I ain't listened to that since we said it. Since I was on air.
Hey, you need to open up one of your shows with that.
Yeah, dog.
You need to do an actual.
No, I mean, I reposted it because we had lost it. I reposted it, so it's the brand new episode.
Hey,
that's
a good
straight
idea,
up.
Though.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm going to go check that out.
Throw one up every Thursday on Throwback Thursday.
Check that out.
We have some reviews on Stitcher.
Yes.
This one is from, let's see, let me go back. Boom Dada, dying over here. The Young QC episodes alone is more than enough reason to be subscribed to this podcast. 100% glad my coworker put me up in this podcast. The chemistry of Javon, D, and Teddy is uncanny funny. That's the review.
Appreciate
salute,
the love.
Salute, brother.
Another review is
you
from
and your coworker.
Pinata. These boys should definitely be on terrestrial radio. I do not know why I cannot stop laughing at the different stories and situations that these guys get into, but they talk about the hard-hitting issues at the same time and give us a hard and hot-filled way of looking at them. So that's the two reviews we got on Stitcher. We got some reviews on iTunes, too. We coming up.
Damn.
Thank you.
Stitcher and iTunes. Ooh.
Yep.
Ooh. Ramona, took your shirt off. Put your shirt on, DJ Reminisce.
Trash.
This one is from Pepper Jack / Kojak. Missouri, stand up. Dudes from my state helping put my home state on, cuz you know it. That's from my man.
I like the voice that you did.
Hey, that nigga definitely from St. Louis. whoever that was.
That's why I did
that
the voice.
That was original accent. I was like, okay. That nigga's definitely from here.
He is definitely from here. He might be around the corner from here right now.
This T-Bone Watkins.
Yes.
I love the names people come up with, though. T-Bone Watkins. Straight up. I mean, I don't know how to read them, but I'm trying to.
No, do it again. Do it again.
Straight up.
It's got to be deeper.
Straight up, though.
That's the same tone, but go ahead. He tried to get it deeper, but he couldn't. He tried to even lean his head down. He's talking about straight.
Hey, deep. He's talking
about, there I'm talking about some straight up. Teddy said deeper. He said straight up. Nigga, you just cause you put your head down a little bit. Do not make the tone change.
It came from a deeper place.
Hey.
Look her play.
Push your navel in. No, you take your finger and press your navel in.
Hey, you gotta eat. Would you get that from Sister Act?
No, I don't know. That nigga did. He just remember some shit that nobody else remembers.
Hey, dude,
keep going.
Don't you remember? It's like one of my favorite movies, man.
Me neither. I don't either.
No, I didn't watch it.
Y'all better go back. When Whoopi Goldberg puts a little white girl stomach in so she can sing like a black woman. See? Boom. Told you.
Which one? One and two.
Look, we didn't look, Darryl. We ain't got to go over with
yes,
them.
Yes, you do.
We
you
don't have to go over with these
now.
Niggas. Man, these niggas ain't gonna make us remember Sister Act. We don't want to remember right now. We want to hear what Darryl finna say.
All right, love the show, fellas. Keep up what y'all doing. 5-star review for me.
Salute, brother.
Thank you, T-Bone.
T-Bone, I love your name, by the way. T-Bone Watkins. I always had like a
T-Bone, T-Dog off of. I'm thinking the T-Dog off Walking Dead.
No, I'm thinking of T-Bone from In Living Color. Remember Jamie Foxx on The Dirty Dozens?
Oh, yeah.
I think that's where he maybe. Was his name T-Bone? Or was it Jenkins? It was T-Bone Jenkins.
Was it Jenkins?
Yeah.
I don't remember.
Yeah, because
remember
he did the Hollywood, there's the squares and all that, and like
right.
The Jones.
And he was like the thug and the
Yeah. But yeah, thanks for all those reviews. Keep emailing us at straightolc@gmail.com. Giving us a Stitcher reviews, iTunes. We appreciate all that good stuff. We won't be leaving y'all hanging, and we're gonna start putting up more stuff like Ted said, flashback episodes for y'all to check out. I think I'm gonna start putting some up randomly instead of trying to. Cause it's hard as hell trying to splice up them goddamn best ofs.
I already know because you got to listen to the whole thing.
And then I got to chop it up.
Then
like,
you got
okay,
your
was
daughter.
That kind of funny?
I already know, dog.
I was like, is that kind of funny? oh damn. And then I get through it. I'm like, damn, I got an hour off this one episode. It's only an hour and a half. All this shit funny. So right. I might as well put out the whole episode.
Well, so shit, I'm gonna start. That's how I work out.
Throwback Thursday.
Yeah, so I'm gonna start putting out some more of those though. But what's been going on, fellas? Javon, what's been going on since we?
Oh, no, I'll just play. But now, man, I'm getting prepared for Class Clowns April 19th, man. I have not secured my headliner yet, but by Friday, the headliner will be secured. Locked in, man. We're going to go forward. It's going to be at the same spot. Voce here in St. Louis, man.
I got an idea for your Laugh Not Cry Later, who you could put on your first guest.
He wanted to change the name.
Jesse.
Though.
Oh, you want to change the name?
A little bit, yeah.
Okay, yeah, change it.
We're going to change the name.
But
we ain't going to talk about it right now. Okay. We're going to talk about the whole episode.
You
mad.
You mad. The kid because they heard you.
Hey, no. Then we can start getting emails like, you know this bullshit ain't going to happen, right?
I don't know why y'all keep bringing that shit up.
Right.
Hey, we keep on bringing up the new album, with the picture for this album. We going to drop it.
We like No Limit right now.
I'm going to tell you this. My episode will, my show will drop before Dr. Dre's Detox.
At the minimum.
I'm gonna you know what? I'm gonna give a list.
Lil Boosie got out of jail too, though. Is your show gonna come out for a new Lil Boosie album?
Yeah, it's gonna come out before Boosie album.
You know he just got out of jail. He had a press conference yesterday.
I know Boosie.
Look, dude, Boosie. We gotta talk about. I didn't put that on the docket, but
Boosie
we gotta talk about that.
Boosie bad.
He had a press conference, man.
Well, I think he had like I want to say it was a press conference.
A lot of niggas been waiting on this dude to get out of jail, yo.
Like Bun B, Auden was there. Bun B.
I mean, is it? It's like they act like it's Tupac getting out of jail or some shit.
They act like it's
I think people just happy. I think people just happy to see him out. You know,
he gonna go back in. We know this, right?
I thought he was
already back in.
No, he ain't back in. That'd
be hilarious though. Like he come out, go around the corner though, and then he was like. We got another warrant.
We forgot to tell you, Boosie.
Nah, he gave a press.
We actually had a bet though. How long it would take for you to?
You got a pool.
I mean, put like this. And I just hate this, man. You got some people acting like they were just diehard Boosie fans. Like, dude, Boosie. I ain't gonna lie. I like some of his songs, but can I say
only
I was
know
a,
one song?
Can I say I was a diehard Boosie fan? No, I can't say I'm a diehard Boosie fan. Am I happy that he got out of jail? I can't say. I mean, I'm happy that a brother is out of jail and he can, you know, better himself, you know, like that. But we got some people. This dude walked in the fucking gas station, dude. I'm in a gas station. I'm headed to Atlanta, so I'm, filling my gas tank up, man. It was about, 12 at night. I'm at the gas station with nobody in there. This dude walked in with Boosie playing through his phone super loud, no headphones on, just through his phone. And he's walking like it was normal. I'm like, yo, big grown ass, you got Boosie, and you probably ain't ever listened to Boosie until this week for real. You went and downloaded a song just so people think you cool. You walk in the fucking gas station. Now I'm sitting up here, the music so loud it scared me when he walked in. You know, Boosie on your phone, it sounded like the phone was so loud, it actually sounded like Boosie was like right in there. So I'm like, damn, did the nigga just come to the gas station with us? I'm just bullshitting, but no. I just think, you know, I'm happy Boosie out, man.
Cell phones are the new boom boxes.
Glad for him. Salute to Boosie for being out, man. Make, you know, just be successful, man. Just keep doing what you're doing, man.
He got a whole tribe of niggas waiting for this.
He actually coming to St. Louis, man.
Of course he would be.
Yeah.
But where is he going to be in?
The ambassador.
Of course he would be.
Yeah. You know what?
I'm going to stay away from my house.
You know what? I think it's going to be either the ambassador or Coliseum, one of them. But he coming here, though.
I thought it's the ambassador. Yeah, I think it's the ambassador, too.
Teddy, what's been going on though, man?
Hey, nothing much, man. Working. Happy that we got another Lando Cal out of the way. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Trying to help out Normandy School District at the moment, man. So we out here plunging, as usual.
Ram, what's been going on? How was North Carolina? DJ in North Carolina.
CIAA. Shout outs to Charlotte. It was great. First time I ever DJ anywhere that Ashley gave me a parking spot.
What do you mean? Yeah. Like you had your own spot?
Yeah, they put it. Oh, this is the DJ. I was like, hey, this your spot here. It was like, wow.
So who landed that connect, man?
DJ J-Mo.
Okay.
Some of the promoters, they been here, and they came to a couple of events. It was like we wanted to get J-Mo and reminisce. So
that's what's up.
They paid for everything. Room and board, flight, food, everything.
So was they kicking it strong? Was the party dope?
It was crazy. The whole city. It's kind of like the Essence Fest, but basketball.
Okay.
Oh yeah, Yeah.
Did you wear your G Unit tank top?
With the black straps.
Right.
And spinning.
Nah, it was dope.
Shout out to Charlotte, man.
Shout out to Charlotte.
Charlotte's definitely in the house. All right, let's go on and get some of these topics, fellas. All right. Woman kills man over WCW on Instagram. You know, like the Women Crush Wednesday.
Whoa.
His chick killed him.
Who's the chick? Was it probably was somebody famous?
His girlfriend. No, was it just a regular chick?
I mean, who was the crush?
So
who was
the crush though?
No, he put it up on his Instagram.
Like this is my world crush.
But it supposed to be like somebody famous though.
My woman crush Wednesday.
I'm gonna read the story to y'all, but it's crazy as hell though. She looked like she was gonna kill him though.
Let me go on my page and take this shit down.
It says it's in Chicago, of course. 26-year-old Deron Jakes was killed by his girlfriend Thursday morning after he allegedly tweeted his Woman Crush Wednesday, which is known as the popular hashtag WCW, which trends on Twitter every Wednesday. Deron was stabbed to death by his girlfriend Rachel Edwardson when he was sleeping in their apartment they both shared.
Damn.
Yeah, friends say of the two say that they never show any external relationship problems and seem to be happy. Police were not to see Jakes was already dead in their bed and laying in a pool of blood with his iPhone still in his hand.
Yeah, that nigga fell asleep with his iPhone.
They had to put that part in there. Sir, he's dead.
Edwardson was found in the bathtub face down with her hands behind her back waiting for police to arrest her. Damn.
Who was the roommate? Who was the crush?
Was it just a regular chick?
It says Deron's.
Look at Rim. Rim, look, okay. One person just got killed off this. Whoever the crush was, man, you don't want to be next. He's talking about who was the crush.
Oh, no. He said it was a. It says his boy, when Deron's best friend since middle school, made a public statement. I was texting my boy Deron when he sent me the iMessage of the girl he was going to tweet out as his woman crush. It was a chick he DM'd frequently and got news from, but she didn't even live in our state. I can't even understand why this girl would kill him over posting a photo on Twitter.
That's crazy.
They got a picture of this. They have a picture of Deron on there.
Yeah, they got a picture of both of them.
Let me see.
I just had weird put
it. Oh, man. She stabbed. She stabbed a dude, man. Yeah, that's terrible. Stay off of Instagram.
Then it says,
that's crazy. That nigga while he was asleep.
One of his last statuses on Facebook said, I love a badass red bone.
Well.
That's what it was?
And I was like, oh,
none of y'all just laughed at this nigga.
Yeah, y'all niggas laughed. I'm starting to question y'all.
His low self-esteem was overweight, too.
Who?
His girl, the girl that stabbed him was heavy set and low self-esteem.
Wow.
They said in a news article?
Yeah.
Who I'm saying? Why would they put that in a news article though? She had low self esteem and she's overweight. Like, what does that have to do with anything?
That makes it okay for her stabbing.
Dude,
right?
Dude, the news sources is getting horrible though now.
They're like, who authorized them putting that part in her? Like, what
we did some self analysis and turns out this.
What makes her overweight? Like, what is, you know? Was she just a normal size?
And then we got next. This is the one that's crazy though. This one I really want to talk about. What the fuck is up with this Malaysian Airlines?
Gone, nigga. I done lost my wallet before. I done lost my phone. I done lost one of my shoes before.
I lost hats.
I done lost hats.
Whole airplane.
Shit, have I ever lost my son? No, I ain't never lost my son. But no.
I lost shirts.
I lost shirts. Lost a lot of things. Video games.
A lot of shirts at chicks' cribs. A lot of basketball shorts with chicks. All across
this
nation,
they wear them.
Have you ever seen somebody with your shit on though, like on Facebook or Twitter?
No, but I told you about the one chick that I had that kept giving me shit. She was like, I was like, man, dang. I said I'd take a shower over that, but I ain't got no hoop and shorts, nothing to walk around. She said, here, I got some. My brother left these over here. Her brother. another time, I ain't had no T-shirt. I think my brother left a T-shirt. It was a T-shirt, nigga. That mug fit me perfectly. I wore that bitch, too.
So it's another nigga, though, T-shirt you wearing, basically.
Another nigga T-shirt.
The same size.
So you saying my shit like that, sitting out like that somewhere, too, probably?
Fuck, yeah. Somebody got your T-shirt on, Daryl.
Right now.
But yeah, right.
And my shorts?
And your shorts. It's another nigga that's Daryl Fryers in part two.
Well, I did see my ex brother with my shoes on one time.
Straight up?
Yeah. She like, I thought they was his.
Damn,
that nigga. Well, I mean, that's when we were still together. Though he had stayed over, and she just put it in his bag. And then he came. I was like, "Oh man, how you get these padlock?"
Then was yours.
And I was like, "Dude,
dun, dun, dun."
I remember Focus almost jumped this dude in the Galleria for wearing an Alpha shirt that had Justin's name on the back.
Shut up. Shut up.
He was funny as a motherfucker.
Hold on, dude. Hey, it was his line name.
It was his line name. It was his line shirt, and we was like,
"How did he get it?"
So we asked him. He was like,
was he
man.
Alpha?
And he was like, no, he wasn't. Focus was like, hey, yo, bro, you got to come on this shirt. He was like, "How? Where the fuck you got this from?" He was like, "Dude, somebody gave it to me, man. I'm sorry, dude."
But why would you wear that though?
He ain't know. It was just a regular dude. It was like some dude had given it to him. So we asked
some
Justin.
Dude gave it to him.
So he said some dude had just given him the shirt, which didn't make sense at the time. So we asked Justin. We was like, "Justin, yo, what?
Your line shirt?
Y'all think you just gave your shirt out?" He was like, "Oh, you know, Justin Stunner. Man, fuck, man." I was like, "What happened?" He was like, "I was cleaning up and I gave that shit to the Salvation Army."
See, y'all should have beat up a dude that got a free shirt. So the dude was in a hard time.
He didn't know what the fuck he did.
He was having hard times and got some free shit.
And what's his line name?
Frostbite.
What if he looked at the back shirt? This motherfucker, this is a cold ass name. Frostbite, nigga. And I'm cold too.
Look,
bitch,
hold up.
Please.
Hold on. He's like, and y'all gonna give it to, and y'all gonna give me this shit for free?
Exactly. Damn, right. It was a jersey, nigga.
It was a jersey?
I think it was a baseball jersey.
Oh,
hey,
some
baby.
Dude thought he came up.
Hey, baby, go back and get that jersey. That shit, you know the shit we saw, that cold and shit. Frostbite. Get that motherfucking jersey. Go find it. I got to have that before I leave
her. Did y'all take it from him? Or did y'all?
Hey, no, they did. Focus took it off of him because they said they cornered him. They was like, "Hey, yo, bro." You know what I mean? Because we asked him the question. He was like, "I don't know what the fuck y'all talking about." He was like, "You got the shirt on, man. What you doing?" He was like, "Hey, dude, somebody just gave me this goddamn shirt."
Dude, that is hilarious.
I was bugged.
Like,
how
ironic and like.
Hell it, dude.
Dude.
I was like, "Justin, man.
Did y'all give it back to him?
To Justin?
Yeah.
I'm trying to think. I think he did. Like, I think he did because Justin was laughing.
Hey, I'm sorry if I had a little t-shirt up under that. And I just had that t-shirt.
A little t-shirt.
Yeah, it had beat my ass that day. Like, "Hey, dude, I ain't coming out this little shirt I got on up on it."
You got the one.
Y'all got to meet me in the parking lot.
That's not right at your waist at the Kentucky Inn.
I would have to let them know, like, "Hey, dude, this shirt I got on, this little tank top I got on, got holes and everything in this bitch. I can't take this off in the mall. I'm going to tell you that now. So either y'all going to beat my ass or you can walk me out to this car. Well, you walk me to this car. Y'all gotta have me another t-shirt because I can't ride around like this either, like this. Because the shirt got a hole in it, man. I'm going over to the chick crib. Like, you gotta make up something so they get you a new shirt."
So, man, this flight, though, man. Like,
hey, that shit probably.
They think it's terrorists, maybe. So they said, like, what, five terrorists on there?
They said they found a door or some shit.
A door?
I heard that was just a rumor, though.
Oh,
that
was
a door. What?
What
do you mean, a door?
Okay.
A door for the plane.
Door of the plane.
Oh, I thought you said door another dimension. I was like, "Oh shit!"
Them niggas could have hit the Bermuda Triangle, nigga.
But you would think though, with all the technology we got, like, I know they said a black box, but it seemed like something on the plane would be able to be tracked. I think they know more than what they're telling us.
Something, nigga.
I think they're telling us more than what they're saying, dog.
Man, they need to research who was on the fucking plane though. That had some top secret shit going on.
Did they find it yet?
Hell no. They ain't never gonna find this plane,
dude. Like I said,
239 people. You just missing, just gone.
We don't know.
This shit gonna be an unsolved mystery like 10 years from now. Shit, like,
unsolved.
They hit the Bermuda Triangle.
Well,
that shit's in another universe.
There was a plane. A plane that was last seen here.
Do y'all think it was terrorists? Because they talking about they got 10 dudes that were on the plane supposedly with their passports landed somewhere else. Like, got off the plane, got off another plane somewhere else.
That's
what they been on that plane.
Oh.
So they saying they supposed to have been on
that plane. Oh, like five Iranian dudes that
was
been on that plane.
That was supposed to be.
Wait a minute. Is it saying that they were supposed to have been on that plane, but they got off during the time the plane supposed to have been missing?
Yes.
For real?
So they never got on, though.
Oh, I'm finna pull
it. Is it saying they got on the plane and then got off?
No, they don't know. They just saying that they were somewhere else, though, when their passport showed up somewhere else.
Wait, their passport. So not them, their passport.
Okay, here we go, right here. This is 21 hours ago.
Okay.
So, Iranian man bought tickets for Malaysian air passengers using stolen passports. Mr. Ali. So, some dude bought but I was reading somewhere, I thought that they found, like, they landed or something, or somebody got found or something like that. Maybe I reread it wrong. Because I thought it said something like that.
So, he bought tickets with some stolen passports. Mm-hmm. And used stolen passports to get the tickets.
Yeah.
I mean, that could be some fucking terrorist shit. I feel like just because the nigga's Iranian, that's racist.
Man. I don't want to ride any planes anytime soon. I'm going to tell y'all that right now. Because
they said it might have been over to, like, the... Because it's over the oceans and shit, man. That's the fucked up part. Because if anything did crash, they ain't getting found.
I was telling my mother that. She was like, so, but I mean, she was like, if it would have been in the ocean, wouldn't they see bodies and stuff? I'm like, mama, that ocean huge. I'm
like they still finding new creatures in the bottom of the ocean.
Right, right. The ocean is covered. The earth is covered 71 or 75% with water.
It's 70%
water. Yeah, okay. So that's a lot of terrain. Like, you know, ain't nobody just gonna circle around the same spot.
Especially
you gotta
the
look
bottom
off
of the ocean.
Yeah, and even if something could float, you with all the reflections and shit you see when you're in the air, it's gonna be hard to find it. They got ships and stuff out there.
That shit got
so
snatched by UFO.
I think, you know, you said what?
That shit got snatched by UFO.
Hey.
Hey. Shit happens, huh?
Hey, you just never know.
Shit happens. I'm gonna say that. I ain't gonna say it got snatched by UFO, but I know this.
Well, they saying here now that the U.S. correspondent Dave Miller's report that this is up to date. American transport officials warned of a potential weak spot in that Boeing 777, which could lead to the loss of structural integrity of the aircraft 4 months before the disappearance.
Boeing.
Somebody said that plane basically was fucked up 4 months before.
I wish they would have told me the shit before I got on it. I would have had a decision to choose. I think I'm going to fly Southwest today because this.
it don't work good.
Now they said there was a weakness, weakness in the plane that can.
But that's what I'm saying. So they don't know that because the plane is gone. But actually they do know that because they knew it before the plane took off.
Yep.
Why would y'all have let the plane take off if y'all knew that shit already? Like,
there's no way you can lose a plane.
Nah, dude. Like I said, I lost my car keys before. There's a lot of shit I done lost before. I
they
lost
can go
my hairline.
Off radar for a minute, but like
I lost my hairline. Rim, you lost your hairline.
Because you know the black box now is not connected to online. They said it wasn't working either.
Nah, dude.
So the black box wasn't working.
Something going on, G. And it's in house. What I think. When stuff is like too good to be true, my grandfather always said, if it's too good to be true, it is. So something like that. If all the stuff has been working prior to now, and all of a sudden the black box ain't where, you know, the plane disappeared, all that stuff was done for a reason. So I think we're going to, I don't know. I would hope the people would still be alive, but it's 200. You can't just
That's
lose.
That's a lot of motherfuckers, though, man.
237 people.
That's crazy. That's straight up crazy. And they can't find the plane, nothing.
Nothing.
Nope.
This is some extraterrestrial shit, dude. The government covering it up. Next on Lando.
Speaking of extraterrestrials, I've seen some weird shit online recently. Let's keep going.
No, go ahead. What did you see?
No, I just saw a little video clip of something coming out of a cloud. Now, I've seen some clips like that before. Yeah.
It wasn't that pizza commercial one, was it?
It was a pizza commercial one. But from what I heard, like, I don't know if that, like, the pizza commercial
took that or they.
Yeah.
Or the
pizza right. Exactly.
So I'm mentioning that though. Y'all know they trying to get people to go to Mars applications to go to Mars.
For what? I don't shit. I'm having a.
They're trying to get. It's a one way trip too.
What? Yeah. I say this. Send the prisoners to Mars then. Just let them just.
You got
to
populate that motherfucker though.
For real.
Yeah. I mean, they're gonna give you the stuff that you need, but you're supposed to go.
It's scheduled for 2022.
You're gonna spend the female part.
It takes 7 months to get there.
The female population and the male population up there?
It ain't 7 months to get to Mars, dog.
20 months, yeah. And it says these are the stipulations. anyone 18 or older, you have to apply via video.
Don't bring a coat.
hot. The last stage, 24 to 40 candidates have been fully trained and qualified. The final decision choosing the first settlers will decide by audience vote. Damn. So they're trying to do a reality.
How do you choose who's qualified to live on Mars? Like, ain't nobody ever been there before. Like, you know, this guy seems like he's a nice guy.
I mean, that is real, though. Cause
like,
how you,
outdoors.
How would you judge that? Because the survival instincts over here don't mean, like, I mean, you got a motherfucking 13-headed ape with a lizard's tail. You ain't going to know what the fuck to do with that shit.
Don't nobody know what's on Mars, for real. But, like, when shit goes down, if they make it there, I do want to watch this shit. I want to see what's going to go down, man, for real. I want to watch what's going to happen.
There's going to be some Transformers niggas waiting on them niggas.
Oh, real Optimus Prime. I want to go.
But they talking about you got to go as a couple, though.
A couple.
You got to do 8 years of training, too, starting in 2015.
What's
damn.
Training what?
How do you train for that shit?
To be able to be on the Mars.
They got
24 candidates.
You got to be able to cook chicken with your shirt off in front of the stove without moving when you get popped by
when
the grease.
When you get popped by the grease.
Yeah. Hey, that grease, boy, you be feeling like you got shot a little bit, don't you? I'll be checking for AK wounds when I'm cooking a cheeseburger or something without no shirt on. Boy, I'll fall out.
That's crazy, though. You going to Mars, though?
Yeah, I think the whole Mars. I mean, I think if you really want to do that, I say do it. But I'm not going to be one that's going to volunteer, man. Me and my kid, we ain't going to go to no Mars, dude. Like, shit.
You ain't coming back. This is a one-way trip, too.
You got to be able to eat 8 bags of Red Hot Ripplets with no water.
With no water. Dude, so Daryl, you sure it says one way?
One way. I'm looking at the thing right now.
I guess, like, right. Who going to bring you back? You know what I'm saying? Once you get there. I want to go with somebody smart. If I had to go, I'd be like, dude, please, man, let me go with somebody that can leak, like, build something that could possibly get me back
to
her.
You go with the whole Atlanta Housewives.
Oh, you through. Now, you had some good gossip, but y'all going to be dead in the motherfucker after you.
That's crazy.
Here it says, then they got another group of people that are trying to send some people. You could get to come back with this one, though. But you're going to be gone for 501 days.
Is there a space station up there already or something?
No, you're going to travel around Mars with this one. You'll pass within 100 miles of Mars. You get it to Mars at like 100 miles of Mars and it go around and then come back.
Now, I'm going to say this. Now, this shit sound good. All this shit they saying, sound good.
Until you get the fuck out there.
Right. You be riding around in a gas hand come on like, whoa. Hey, man, what's the gas hand about, bro? Don't worry about it.
We almost there.
Bro, we got 60 miles left. But, nigga, it's 70 light years back to Earth.
Your ass just be floating out there. You just be floating.
Dude, right. Sick
getting
and crying.
Shot at by the Jetsons and shit.
Right. Sick and crying, dude. Well, I think some like this. I always say this though.
I've seen Gravity, nigga. I'm not doing that shit.
Yeah, I seen Gravity too, dude. But I think some undeniable shit is gonna happen here on Earth, dude, where people gonna have to accept the fact that we are not alone. Like, you know, I think it is. I always say that.
It already been happening, man.
It's always covered up.
Well, it's covered up here. You know, there have been in other countries. They do declassifications. There's a lot of
Man. I promise you. From what I've heard and read, it's like a worldwide agreement on what they can release to the public. Because I always say if they would ever release anything out to the public, like, it would go against religion so much that people would kind of, you know, question it. And I don't think you should. Like, you know, I think you should believe what you believe in. But if they really were to say, yeah, aliens really do exist, I'm like, you know, God, we all know God is, you know, almighty powerful. Why couldn't he have created another species? Like, why would he have stopped at us, if anything? So that's my whole thing.
Well, there's some religions that actually believe in it, man. I think my dad has sent me some dossiers about how, I think I want to say it was Mexico. It's either Mexico or France was talking about declassifying certain information, because, like, now in the age of technology, it's so hard
to keep shit,
because, you know,
now
that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, you're right.
That's what I'm saying. So, you know, I mean, shit. I mean, they can't even cover up the motherfucking Arizona lights, wasn't it?
Yeah, the Arizona light, that was in like 1997.
That's right. That was fucking 20 years ago.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you can't, and that technology is nowhere where it is now.
No, definitely
so
not.
You know that motherfuckers is like, you know, just super confused. You got people coming out. That's why they got so many shows on like the History Channel and the Science Channel.
Well, you know the UFO to shut down the Chinese airport. They televised it at first. They was like, you know, it was on.
Because it was on live at first.
Yeah, it was on live. But then they, the government over there made them stop televising it. Boom. They couldn't say nothing else about it right there on the spot. So they had to cut all coverage of it off. Like, ain't no more coverage of it.
Was it the airport? Was it the nuclear facility?
No, it's the airport. Like, they got pictures and stuff of the UFO actually in the air. Like, you could bring it up. UFO over Chinese airport. Pictures of it in the air, dude. They was like, it was longer than, like, people were saying it was how big it was in proportion.
Like the same thing as the Arizona lights, like
seven football fields. Yeah, yeah.
Damn, it was that big.
Yeah, you can. Yeah,
the Arizona lights was crazy, dude.
They said
it was dark as fuck.
It was super dark, and you see a light boom on this side, then it actually lights that form a triangle.
Yeah.
They got over 10,000 calls about this. Everybody say the people that was there that witnessed it, that was living in Arizona, was like, man, we looked up. They said it was like a black metallic object. They say this thing was bigger than how many football fields. Some people was like, it's bigger than 7 football fields, 6 football fields, so long. And they said it didn't make no noise. They said it was just going above us. They said it covered the moon up. That's how big it was. Yeah. One dude said, well, it was actually a lady. They said it went past the moon. She said, I'm going to tell you how big it was. It covered the moon up. Like, you couldn't even see the moon for how big this thing was. You know how big something got to be to cover the damn moon up? Yeah. Said it covered the moon up as it went past. It didn't make any noise. And they had one dude on Larry King Live. Remember this? He was like, Well, I talked to a couple of my buddies at the military base over there, and he said it was they were testing out military flares.
The lady was like,
"Sir, no, no, we didn't. That wasn't the military flares. What we saw was an object."
You said it wasn't military flares.
Yeah. But I'm like, I just hate how we just try to, how certain people, I think certain people are planning here to just denounce. And
they
just
are. That's the best way to keep shit hidden is you got to put a whole bunch of misinformation out there. That's why motherfuckers get confused with, like, nutrition
and all this shit, man, because
like, every time you put something up to say something's for, niggas go out and get their own group of scientists, skew the numbers, like, well, the statistics say that. That's why niggas should never agree on shit.
I wouldn't go to Mars. Fuck that, man. But I think I got a conspiracy. Mars, I think they're trying to set it up for niggas,
black people.
People to move to Mars.
So what do you?
Well, if you go to Mars, we'll remove all your warrants.
How many people will go? You think, Javon?
If a nigga had life in prison, like, look, man.
Hey. Okay, so you the scientist?
Hold on, wait a minute. I got one better than that. Look here, young QC.
you can either continue to get fucked in the ass
every day
by Big Ape Bronsley,
or you can take those little sweet ass dreadlocks of yours.
Get on the spaceship
and go to Mars. What do you think about that?
And you can booty pop all you want to.
I'm not gonna say that. When you get over there, it might be a couple of aliens might want to fuck the shit out of you, but we don't know that now. We'll take a chance.
Young QC gonna make a.
Y'all think a lot of cats that was in
Young
jail
QC
would do
gonna
that?
Make a vengeance to come back as a predator.
No, that's the thing. I don't think nobody in jail would do that. If you was in jail, they probably would agree to it until they actually got on the aircraft
to figure out how to get off of it.
Yeah, it was saying when they finally got on the aircraft.
They tried to hijack that shit.
You know how you say you want to do something when you finally do it? You'd be like, oh, wait a minute, dude. I'm going somewhere for real.
Hey, Javon, you the convict. We just closed the door on you. All right. See you later, T-Bone. All
right, nah. Shit, how you put the seatbelt on? Let me see. Hey, young QC, how you put your shit on? Oh, they already put yours on for you.
What would be the name of the ship?
Hey! They can't hear me. Hey! I can't get the seatbelt on, man. They can't take this bitch off and I ain't got my seatbelt on, man. I'll fly to the back. Hey! Damn. They walked off. I know she heard me, too, because she keeps looking back. No, the seatbelt. I'm sitting down. The seat. Oh, shit, this bitch moving. The seat. Damn, let me sit back in this seat. QC.
Hey, reach over.
What would be the name of the ship?
Y'all stupid.
What would be the name of the ship? What would be the name of the ship?
Let me see. What's a good name for the ship?
The SS Convict.
The Drop Off.
The Drop Off.
Yeah, y'all finna get dropped off on Mars.
How would that trip beat all these conflicts going out to
niggas
space?
Fighting over fucking
man? Man, we was back in St. Louis though, man. That shit was popping, baby. Man, I hope it be some bad bitches on Mars. Man, I'll be the little movie we be showing outside. I saw Total Recall. That one little chick had three titties. I'm like, dude, I always wanted one of them before.
Hey, who the fuck ate my dehydrated mashed potato rations, nigga?
Man, I ain't even been in there.
No, nigga, I had my name on the motherfucking shit, nigga.
9 months to get to this motherfucker.
Dude.
Niggas over
no
there.
Fault. I say, you know, Naz are probably on the... So, QC, how's everything up there? Oh, that's okay. Hey, for real, Naz, tell the nigga to quit belly rolling every time. This nigga keep on doing this shit, man. Ain't no music or nothing playing. He just keep getting up out of his chair.
He keep doing that shit. Rolling. I'm going to fuck him in his ass. We're going to remind him where he comes
no,
from.
No, you ain't. I'm going to do it. There'd be another nigga in the background telling you, I'm going to do it. You ain't going to do that. QC, you good. Come sit on my lap.
I think they're putting couples on there, so it'd be another couple, you have other convict women on there with you.
Damn.
It's like a reproducer.
Damn, nigga. That's gonna be a world full of convicts.
Like, okay. How bad would this be? Who would be raping who though?
Hey, convicts be smart in the motherfucker too, nigga. Them niggas gonna come back and try to take over Earth.
Oh man, that'll so be told.
How the fuck they gonna get back?
Niggas gonna
and what if they did
shit,
come
nigga?
Back with lightsabers and all kind of shit?
That's what I said, nigga. QC gonna come back on a revenge plot as the predator, nigga.
He gonna have a metal RoboCop suit on and he gonna be still belly popping and rolling.
No,
with this,
the,
you know.
Belly, but the belly part of the armor gonna be removed, so you know.
Yeah, so you can see the regular skin. You gonna take that Janet Jackson armor off?
He got Rhythm Nation armor.
Yeah, you gonna take that shit off?
Oh, that is horrible, man.
That's horrible, G.
No QC, no young QC updates. They push back his trial.
That it?
Push back his
to when?
For another 2 weeks. Another 2 weeks. They push back his trial date for another 2 weeks. So I'm definitely keeping up with this trial. You know, it's like the next OJ trial almost.
For us, I don't think people tripping off of it as much as they, you know,
they
should
be.
They
like,
should
be
like, mama. I know Boosie out of jail, but y'all, can y'all just do young QC killed his mother over trying to look cool for niggas? Some nigga shit. Nigga trying to
shit,
look cool
don't
for
forget,
niggas.
We still got your boy over here.
Oh.
George Zimmerman.
Yeah, oh, yeah, y'all
man,
see,
he signed autographs.
At
the
but
gun
they said
shop.
Nobody showed up, though.
They said like 20 people showed up.
Yeah.
That's enough for me to be mad.
Yeah, it's enough to be mad, but it was the gun show days, they was expecting like 5,000 people there.
Only 20 people came to the gun show, or only 20 people came to that nigga
20
booth?
Coming
to the gun shop to sign for him to sign autographs. He said, I'm just here to sign autographs and, you know, just meet my supporters.
He's gonna get fucked up. He's gonna keep on doing dumb shit, though, and he gonna run up on the wrong situation and get fucked up. Because he keeps on
pressing the button
and towing the line and shit. And he gonna fuck around on the next cat. Like, I already got four warrants anyway.
Then somebody should start a fight with George Zimmerman.
I heard he gonna be at the next.
He's gonna send me to Mars anyway.
Right.
I heard he gonna be at the Black Expo this year.
George Zimmerman.
Yeah.
Selling keychains.
At the Duncan booth.
Man, niggas. Oh, man. Yeah, niggas. You said you put George Zimmerman in a dunk booth. There ain't nobody going to be aiming at
how much you think they can make?
In a dunk booth?
If it was George Zimmerman.
Dunk booth got to be filled with acid, nigga.
I mean, give me a hand grenade to throw.
No, so what if you just got to slap? Like, yeah, like, it was like a slap booth. Like, you get to slap the shit out of George Zimmerman.
In St. Louis?
I'm not talking anywhere, like anywhere.
I spent like $400.
You think how much money you think they can make?
He's going to die the first time. He's going to die the first person.
No, like, so you get the only get slapped, though. You can't punch, though.
You can't. You ain't got no choice. How they going to choose that?
I guarantee you. Hey.
What about if it was a boxing glove, though?
No. I guarantee you. I promise to God I could slap George Zimmerman and knock him out with a slap.
One slap?
One slap. I'm saying you got to give me a warm-up slap, though. But the second slap.
the slap that counts.
Yeah. I'm saying the second slap, I guarantee you I can knock him out with a slap. Guarantee
him the fuck
you.
Out.
Knock him out. I'm talking about with a slap. Y'all think it's sad. It's not far-fetched. You can actually go on YouTube and see
this.
Yeah,
I can break
knock George Zimmerman out with a slap. Again, in a slap booth. And I ain't even going to cock back all. You know, some people cock back all hard. It's actually about where you hit them and how you hit them,
right.
How you position your hand.
They break
your
man.
Yeah, man. I'm talking about, dude, just what you said, right there. Bow, hit him right here. That's it. I'm talking about he gone. Passed out.
Well, how does he pass out?
that's a pass out sound when you pass out.
Yeah, BJ.
George Zimmerman, dude. This GZ. Dude, he's going to get his ass whooped, though, someday. Because he keeps on doing, if he just chilled and fell back in the background.
Somebody's still going to fuck him up.
He hasn't even issued an apology, has he?
No, he said he would do it again if he had an opportunity.
Come on,
do what again?
Kill Trayvon.
Dude, he's. I think within a year he's gonna either die, or
go back to jail.
He better not leave Florida. That nigga better not leave Florida.
He can go to Texas. Texas love guns.
Right. They do.
Yeah.
But in Florida, he's around family, so he got more places to hide.
Right.
And he actually got pulled over in Texas in the.
And the dude got his autograph.
Yeah. So. George Zimmerman, he gonna catch it one day. He gonna catch it. God forbid he ever has kids to where they go through any of the shit that Trayvon parents went through, you know. And because I would never wish no death on nobody, kids or nothing like that. But you know, he gotta have. If he have kids, he'll see how it feels to feel like, man, if somebody ever did something to your kid, and you know, I have to kill him. Like, dude, I feel for Trayvon and the family. I feel the same way, dude. If you did something to my son, dude. And I got to go to trial, I'm probably going to be the old man at the end of New Jack City, you know? Like, if you get free, if they let you free.
And then shooting them?
Absolutely.
That's hilarious, man. Well, man, we got to go to break. Get into Raw or No, and we keeping it giving it to you straight out of low cash.
Boom.
Straight out of low cash.
My my niggas doing numbers. Stacking up the bread like it's one. Moving by the three, shooting jumpers. My niggas doing numbers. They thought the hood would take me under. But this is where a nigga do these numbers. My niggas doing numbers. By the pounds and by the ounces, doing numbers. I might need the undercountant doing numbers. Yeah, they thought the hood would take me under. But this is where a nigga do these numbers. My niggas do
we hustle, we hustle. We all about them digits. They flossing out here for an image. Get caught up with these bitches, I'm doing numbers. Come get it from me, got the player price. All you got to do is pay the price. Saw it earned, I gotta weigh it twice, doing numbers. And I ain't got time for no bullshit. All I'm about is that full flip. Taking double shots like dual clips, doing numbers. Either it's them or my math sucks. They be talking about how they be multiplying. When I see them out, it don't add up, cause my numbers be doing flips like tumblers. Hit the club, throw so many ones, strippers gotta swim up from under, we make it thunder. And that hustle still feel the hunger, cause I'm still in the trenches and the bunkers.
My niggas doing numbers, stacking up the bread like it's wonder. Moving by the three, shooting jumpers. My niggas doing numbers, they thought the hood would take me under. But this is where a nigga do these numbers. My niggas doing numbers, by the pounds and by the ounces, doing numbers. I might need the undercountant doing numbers. Yeah, they thought the hood would take me under. But this is where a nigga do these numbers. My niggas doing numbers.
Shout out to the clock and the calculator. Got a nigga sleeves on alligator. Gather up the dough, I'm the allocator. Though I might check it off like a masturbator. Though I make the money back in such a rapid flavor. It a major thought that I never blew it. When it come to hustling inside of the Lewis, one of the realest that I ever do it. Pockets green, shoes bluish. Getting money like the dude Jewish. In the hood, he no introducing. I'm just checking traps on my 1-2. Shit, I'm ball hard like the sports. And I money stacking like the NBA. Numbers getting so big that I might need a bitch with a CPA. My numbers be doing flips like tumblers. And I ain't flexing no Instagram or on Facebook or no Tumblr. That'll take you under. Cause I'm still hunted by the hunters. Cause I'm still in the trenches and the bunkers.
My niggas doing numbers. Stacking up the bread like it's wonder. Moving by the three, shooting jumpers. My niggas doing numbers. They thought the hood would take me under. But this is where a nigga do these numbers. My niggas doing numbers. By the pounds and by the ounces, doing numbers. I might need the undercountant doing numbers. Yeah, they thought the hood would take me under. But this is where a nigga do these numbers. My niggas doing numbers.
I'm a paper boy, I'm a paper boy. I'm a paper boy, I be on my paper route.
No matter how I might get, I'm still on my shit. Through all these blunts and joints, I'm gonna always be on point. No matter how I might get, I'm still on my shit. Through all these blunts and joints, I'm gonna always be on point. Well, I'm on my P's and Q's, popping P's and Q's. Cause niggas killing niggas every time I read the news. I'm on my P's and Q's, popping P's and Q's. I keep that burner with me, I won't hesitate to shoot. I'm hey,
niggas know what my repertoire. Me and my dogs is like the reservoir. That heck of law ain't cocky's quick to go pop a nigga. Try to test the squad. We can start it squabbing to get the gunning. But I'm way too cocked for these niggas fronting. I'm more obsessed with making investments, letting these quops go for 1400. I'm a hustler nigga and my demographics. I'm the greatest baby like Muhammad and Cassius. When you're losing hope, I'm against the ropes. Nigga with that drope was still everlasting. And I switch lines, nigga, about as quick as I switch raps, nigga, to give it a new bounce. You're moving a few ounces, nigga, you're Pablo. But nigga, you're not though. The picture that I paint is about as great as Picasso. I'm moving at hydro. I get it for three, but I sell it for five though. It used to be 6-4 with the prices to drop though. But fuck it, I got more. Keeping your eyes low. My reputation precede me. Niggas see Keeney and they say he's that dude. But they don't know how I read them dudes. Cause I stay on my P's and Q's.
I'm on my P's and Q's. Popping P's and Q's. Cause niggas killing niggas every time I read the news. I'm on my P's and Q's. Popping P's and Q's. I keep that burner with me, I won't hesitate to shoot.
I'm on my P's and Q's. Two baby, just don't mean, don't know which one to choose. sex. While you niggas in depression, we I ain't really stressing off none, my nigga. These niggas be friend, my nigga. I be smoking big blunts, count money, my nigga. Make a movie, won't stun, my nigga. I told the plug, keep it coming, my nigga. Got a whole lot of funds and a whole lot of guns. Hell no, that ain't none, my nigga. P's and Q's, so cutie P's for the lowest. Finesse that loud, mix that mid. He ain't even know it. And he gave me the cab, but the work in the bag, I ain't even had to show it. Big homie, my plug, and the way show love, you would think the nigga grow it.
I'm on my P's and Q's, popping P's and Q's. Cause niggas killing niggas every time I read the news. I'm on my P's and Q's, popping P's and Q's. I keep that burner with me, I won't hesitate to shoot. I'm on
my down my P's and Q's, quarters after hoes too. Holla at Chico and he know if it ain't that I refuse. Bust a whole bell down, break it down to P's and Q's. I ain't never chased a bitch, all I do is pick and choose. Niggas out here frontin', trickin' on a bitch and always lose. But they out here lurkin' and it's curtains if they catch a snooze. They be out here murkin', that's for certain, they gon' make the news. And we out here working and they hurtin', so we pack them too. And I'm always on my shit, flip the pack like a chimney. Money all up in me, 187 for that witness. No suit and tie, but it's all big business. Work the block till it's finished, workflow relentless.
No matter how I might get, I'm still on my shit. Through all these blunts and joints, I'm gon' always be on point. No matter how I might get, I'm still on my shit. Through all these blunts and joints, I'm gon' always be on point. When I'm on my P's and Q's, poppin' P's and Q's. Cause niggas killin' niggas every time I read the news. I'm on my P's and Q's, poppin' P's and Q's. I keep that burner with me, I won't hesitate to shoot. I'm on my P's, my Q's. Peace, my Q. I'm poppin' while I'm watching. I'm poppin' while I'm watching. On my P, Q, poppin' P's and Q's.
Daryl always do the welcome back.
Oh man, you've been doing it every episode.
I never really got, I think I might have said welcome back about three times this whole time we've been doing. No, I'm saying I'm what I'm trying to say. Well, like, I want to say welcome back, but I want to complain first about how you always say welcome back and I don't necessarily get to do it. And, you know, you always say welcome back. I'm like, oh, man, I really want to say welcome back this week. But Daryl kind of take it upon himself. He said it so fast to where by the time I pick my mic up, he done already said welcome back. So this is me. This is Javon Bibbs. And I'm just saying welcome back to Straight Outta Low Cash. And this, don't laugh at it. It's not funny. Okay?
Okay.
Don't laugh at it. This is when we get serious. Welcome back. I'm Javon Bibbs, Straight Outta Low Cash. Teddy, for real.
I coughed. Sorry.
Hey, man, I'm going to get mad, man. I'm going to tear Ram's studio up. So, hey, Ram, don't laugh at it, man. I'm trying to tell y'all something. We being serious now
because okay, we're going in the Raw. Everybody get serious.
We're going in the Raw or no. So what I'm saying is welcome back. This is another edition of Straight Outta Low Cash, man. This segment right here is called Raw or No. Now, for you guys at home that don't know what Raw or No means, it's pretty much we came up with the term, with the phrase from, you know, when you were younger. Actually, when before you were younger. When your mother and father first took that chance on that night, on that fateful night, to get you here, to get you on your quest here to Earth, down those fallopian tubes. First, the eggs had to be, you know, shat upon. I'm going to say shat upon, shot.
Shat is the past tense.
I know, but shit, you're right. I meant to say shot. Right, right. I mean shit on no, you can't shit on no eggs.
I was like, that's some freaky shit.
Shit on no eggs. Okay, so now I meant to actually say shoot on the egg, shot. We're gonna say shot. Okay, so yeah, Raw and All pretty much comes from back in the day when your mother and your father took a chance to, you know, get you here. If your mother, now this is back in the day before condoms were even used, if your mother would have told your father, here, put this condom on. First off, your father don't know what the hell a condom is. This is the early 80s, you know, so your father probably like, hell no. It's either Raw or No. I will go down the street and get with Helen. Because Helen was a freak. Everybody back in the day had a friend that was named Helen. Was a freak name. Your mama named Helen, and you was born in the 80s. Your mama was definitely a freak. And she did a little bit of cocaine. We don't know how much. We don't know how much, but she definitely did a little bit of cocaine, and she made a porno, and it's on VHS right now somewhere. We don't know where.
With Ron James.
But we're going to find it. We're definitely going to find it. But, yeah, so that's pretty much where Raw or Gnaw comes from, man. Raw is good. Or there's like a little bit of head. Gnaw, that means hell no, I ain't doing it at all. So here we go. Another episode, another segment.
You want to introduce the first song?
The first song we got coming up. Let me see who the first song was from. I didn't see the. So, yeah, you're going to have to show me the, what was it, Homeboy Sandman. Okay, Homeboy Sandman. And what's the name of the cut?
Illuminati.
Homeboy Sandman, the name of the cut is called Illuminati. So, we've been checking them out, and we're going to give y'all our reviews right afterwards. Here we go.
Created equal, we're all created mad different. Some are bad people. The bald eagle's mad evil. Place you in the class C, feed your placebo. Check the cops with corresponding quarters sooner than the pack. Think they're tapping your computer. Your computer is a tap. Human traffickers wanna track you. Your computer is a map. Forget whoever fingerprints. They got a match. They got a Mac. Every app that's on your jacks for getting jacked. Every act on every bill and every law and every bill and every act is game that's run so they can run up where you at. They got padded down, down packed, I gotta give them that. Now it's money that I never had, I'm supposed to give it back to keep statistics on the gift of young and black. They put out statistics, people read them, act like they be giving fact, that they be giving lean when they be giving fat. Chemtrails, DMO arrest and razor rent in jails, GMO the monkey wrench in your entrails. All you see is shopping safe sales, where's the dough you sent to try and save whales? Well, that was took and added to the money from the breast cancer walk. Who knows what's the answer to what it bought? The grief of what you haven't wrought was all for naught. It's too high a cost trying to save the orphans to keep them off the lawn. The war on drugs been going on for awful long. These folks married to the game instead of dating off and on. But there's no poppy fields in Harlem, look around. For some reason, all the brown Ninos turn to Nino Browns.
All right. Teddy, you dropped this one first, so what do you think?
I like it, man. You know, I kind of dig the message a little different than, you know, the regular shit that we usually listen to. But I've also heard some of his other stuff, and I dig him, man, so I'm going to give him a raw.
Where's he from?
New York, I think.
Oh, he's from New York? Okay. Rim, what you got?
I give it a raw.
Oh, wow.
It's kind of almost like more like a poet.
Okay. Javon?
I'm going to give him a raw, man. Like Rim said, it was called more like a poet. It kind of put me in mind the Eminem old style, how he just used to kind of talk over the track, something, like the way, I liked it. Dude was dope. It was different. And I'm saying it was kind of like, I ain't saying it was like Eminem, but like if I had to compare it, I would say that it's kind of like it. But overall, dope song. I like the message. When he said chemtrails, I said, man, I don't think no other rapper has ever mentioned chemtrails. A lot of people don't know what that is. Go look it up. Well, yeah, I think that's dope. So,
all right, I'm going to go into Raw myself. I like this flow. I like the lyrical content in there and like the beat. I would like a little bit more excitement in his voice, though. Just a little bit more, just like kind of feeling, you know, just that's just my personal thing.
Yeah, I mean, he does it different than other songs. That's not how he talking every song, but it's cool, though.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Next up, we've got what we got next?
When Kago
Swerve.
Octopus Q.
Strong motherfucking radio, nigga.
Yeah. Strong radio. When Kago the great. This that sweet 16, and we don't see no haters.
Strong radio.
Give up, cause I had enough. All these people telling me they love me when I know it's lust. I don't know who I can trust. No, no, no. I don't know who I can trust. No, no, no. Sometimes I feel like I wanna give up, cause I had enough. All these people telling me they love me when I know it's lust. I don't know who I can trust. No, no, no. I don't know who I can trust. No, no, no. I played the fool too many times, not to learn from my mistakes.
I want
to
have sex with her, though. I mean, I don't know if that,
yeah.
I mean, she said, can I ask you that question? I mean, it's not what I looked at.
I did not listen to music at all, honestly.
Because when I looked at it, I thought to myself, I was like, I wonder if Daryl would have sex with me. Well, I appreciate you answering that question.
Thank you.
She said in a video, people, what she said?
Lust. Lust. But you naked.
I didn't listen. You ass naked. Oh, of course.
Look here, I did not listen to one lyric.
I believe you. I absolutely believe you.
It did nothing. I'm going to go with a no. Just because it didn't pull me. All it is.
I'm going to go with a high no.
But the only reason I'm going to give it a high no, is like Javon says, because I just looked at it. I did not listen to the beat. She didn't pull me in with her lyrics.
I did hear the song. I heard the lust part. And I said, okay, lust. It's a lot of lusting probably going on right now. Anybody who watches this video, you're probably going to lust a little bit. But she, you know, hey. I said, if you're going to talk about lust, just do this shit, put your clothes on.
Teddy?
I'd have to agree. I'd have to give that a high now. I would like to watch the video a lot, though. But
You look nice.
Yeah, she was fine. She was bad.
What about you, Rim? She got that geisha tattoo. That's what it is.
That geisha tattoo.
Look, Rim going to say.
I'm going to no.
So, before we go to this one, all right, PTAF.
Uh-huh.
What does it stand for? Everybody get a guess.
Okay.
Everybody get a guess.
Do you know what it stands for?
No, I don't at all.
Oh, okay. You want me to tell you?
No. Well, no. We want to get the guess. We got a guess.
We got a guess.
Okay. I know what it means, though. So I'm out of it.
So, Rim, you go first. What does PTAF stand for?
What is these guys?
Those are girls.
Are these girls?
These are girls, Rim?
I can't tell. Mama.
You can't tell with the tank top.
Them niggas are dressing
like that.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. She got the
right.
QC.
What you? PTAF.
I hope the P ain't pussy.
Nah. Y'all, it's actually something y'all ain't never gonna get it. It's totally not what you would think it would be. Put it like that.
Oh, man, because mine was gonna be pussy thugs always fuck.
Damn. That might be even better. And this one is—it's not even bad. There
is what is it?
Pretty taking all fades. it's like a regular. That's like a regular group.
Pretty taking all fades.
Yeah, like people trying to fade on them, trying to talk shit. Like we
that's
taking
that boss ass bitch. Yeah. Bitch.
Yeah. Wake.
All right, well, let's go into a boss ass bitch. PTAF.
Bitch, I'm a boss ass bitch.
I don't give a fuck about you wretched ass names. You can suck a dick, I'm all about fame. Fuck a nigga, fuck a bitch, straight getting paid. I love money, that's all I gotta say. You say fuck love, I say hey. Nigga fall back, I'm made for the game. Bitch, shut the fuck up and scream my name while I run up on these hoes in this fat ass train. I seen a bum, so I gave him change. And I seen your nigga and he gave me brain. I stepped in the fuck and he banged my name. I'm so turned up, I'm insane. A-L-I-Z-E, that's me. The girl 17 and I got that green. Bitches hate me cause I'm that thing. Your nigga went down and gave me the
Rim.
What in the hell?
I like the beat though for some reason.
You can tell they didn't give a.
It's a simple ass.
They didn't give a damn what they was going. They was like, let's make a video.
I thought this shit came out in the late 90s.
It came out. It do sound like it was late 90s though. Like JJ Fad or some
shit. Yeah.
Actually late 80s.
Summon them a demon. Summon them a demon. Yep. Summon them a demon.
Supersonic.
Boom, I took your man.
Boom, I took your man.
It's enough.
You want to know?
Yeah.
Teddy?
Yeah, congruent.
No.
Give him an or.
What?
I don't know. I don't know why.
It could
I don't even know why.
You know what? I'm going to give him an or because Nicki Minaj remixed their shit. That's why I'm going to give him an or.
It could have been a fun track, you know, if they were.
Yeah. If they weren't.
Hey, but go ahead, Daryl. So what you going
to
give
him? I'm going to go with an or because I like kind of like the beat. She had a very simple throwback flow.
Yeah.
It ain't gonna wow you or nothing like that, but it was simple and
they actually got mad. Well, I want to say they kind of had something to say towards Nicki Minaj for remixing it. Y'all know that?
Yeah,
they had some words. I want to say they said something about Nicki Minaj. It wasn't good. Like,
of course,
they said something like about Nicki Minaj. You know, Nicki Minaj remixed it, and she did it on her own or whatever. And I guess Nikki kind of went in. She didn't say too much, but what she said was like, I don't want to misquote her number. She was like, the girls, the stuff that they said, you know, probably their PR team probably want to, you know, just talk to them more about what to say and what not to say. And she said because a lot of the stuff that they was talking about in the song, she said, if you see them, if you see the girls, that, I mean, that really don't look like them. Like, and you know what you're talking about, getting head and stuff. Yeah. Girl, you look like me. I wish I would give you head.
Ah, you look like me.
Yeah. Come on, getting head and all that. So Nicki Minaj remix it. They didn't like it at first, but shit, they need to.
They need intellectual property trademark. Oh, I'm surprised.
No, what? What'd you say? You surprised at what?
They didn't get it.
No, but I'm saying she remixed it. But it was like somebody she just remixed it, put it online. Like it wasn't like she remixed it and sold it. You could remix anything you put it online.
True. Yeah, sure.
All right. Next up, we got Chicago in the house. Drizzy featuring my homegirl, Sasha Gohard. And Katie got bands.
What about Lil Miles Z on her?
No. Oh, the song's called Zero.
Maybe we have some extravagance.
Chicago got some bricks.
Zero. 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 Zero, 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 zero. I think I know why these bitches mad, cause I'm steady counting these zeros. But I swear to God, I don't see you hoes, cause all I see is these zeros. I think I know why these bitches mad, cause I'm steady counting these zeros. But I swear to God, I don't see you hoes, cause all I see is these zeros. Hey, I checked the scoreboard, and why shorty still got zero?
Shorty got what?
And your bank account the same amount, but that was on the D-low. She probably look like a model before a dollar. Bet you bop, bop, bop like chemo. Hey, I'm in this girl and the nigga saying I'm so sick, I'ma need chemo. And your boy keep touching on me, I'ma have to get a free throw. I got all A's up in school, now I keep getting zeros.
Zero, zero.
Better ball on a bitch on net like I'm trying to catch Nemo.
Oh, shit.
And girl, I know you go to bed mad at me like you playing down Neo. My niggas cracking cards cause it's stack of star, but they probably leave your shit zero. I'm all about my bread, what I want, extra cheese, I like my money high. Not nothing, don't trust him. He said that he love you, he bluffing. I swear that he laughs. Keep it on the D-low. You don't need to know how it go with the zeros. Ain't got a fix, ain't got a ticket, but I bet niggas can't go pass him a zero.
Zero.
Yeah.
Zero. 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 Zero.
Quiz and KOD giving bitches rent. A penny earned and a penny spent. Try and poke me, niggas got me bent. I ain't buy a house, bitch. I bought guns. What the fuck you think my advance went?
Zero. 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 Zero.
You made the fucking great point. You made the thing. Katie got banned. Hey. Is the fucking female Waka Flocka.
Yeah. I'm going to say
that's
this.
That's why she popular.
Let me go first.
Go ahead, Javon.
I'm saying, I fucks with the track. I like it. I'm going to give him a raw. It's a raw hood track. If I was in the club.
And that came on, yeah.
Fuck yeah, I'm going to rock with this, man. Yeah. Like the first girl, she did cool on her. I like it.
I'm going to give it an or. The first girl kind of surprised me. She got, I think it was the makeup. I'm not sure, man.
She looks old and 17 at the same time.
It's not. It's
not, she do though, because like on the scene where she's sitting in front of the coupe, she looks young. But then that scene where she interrupts the dude, right, though, she looks 28.
Well,
that's true.
Well, I think it's the makeup because it's so like flamboyant. Bozo the Clown. Yeah, like it's hella bright and shit. It's like it's a lot going on. But she surprised me. Like the lyrics, I was like, okay, she ain't bad.
Yeah.
And then, I mean, I didn't hear enough of Sasha Gohard, but I mean, I think she cool. Katie got bands. I mean, I think
she's the walk
she punking me, so I have to like her. She whoop my ass.
Real?
I go with an or. I mean,
it's a real little or. The first, acting like it's a real little or, though.
Yeah. First chick was cool. The first one was cool. I mean, it's all right, you know. I kind of like to see the females kind of rhyming kind of hard, so that was kind of refreshing.
And they weren't really talking about sucking dick and all that. Yeah.
So does her shirt say slut?
No, it's something else.
Slave?
Shit. Shot. It's like shot. Something shot.
Headshot, man? No. Looks like slut. Maybe it's the necklace. It's in the way.
I don't know. But I'm going with a raw, of course.
Right, just because of Sasha Gohard.
Yeah, I like Sasha Gohard a lot, man. She's pretty dope. This next one, though, now. This is the last one of Raw. Now, we're going to bring the honest one for next week. This man is 48, 49 years old.
And
he's a white man also.
He's Caucasian.
And he's Caucasian. And he's Ukrainian or something like that?
Caucasus Mountains.
Czechoslovakian, some Eastern European, but he's from New York too. His name is Rice Maniac.
Rice Maniac.
This name of this song is The Misfits. He's dead ass serious too, people. This ain't no joke. He's dead serious.
Let us check it out.
Sorry, it's belated. This song is dedicated to the misfits of the world. The misfits of the world.
That's awesome.
12, high with a tear in my eye. I'm only out to die, dear mom, dear dad. You're all I ever had, and I wish that I could kiss you. Hope you know that I never meant to diss you with the cops at the house. Me popping off my mouth, taking all my trips, bring my guns from the south. I was 14 years old, yeah, had my first hooker. Had to participate, I never was a looker. Chewing on the air, yeah, bugging with my friends. Supplying the neighborhood with 20s and 10s. Yes, they were phony, but I'm no phony. Two slices of Wonder Bread and Boar's Head bologna will keep me moving, cause I'm in the cockpit. The one and only pilot is the one and only misfit, yeah. Let's hear it for the misfits.
All right. All right. Rice Maniac, what you got on it, Javon?
I had to give my man a raw dog.
Raw.
Raw dog.
I had to give my man a raw, man. And I believe you probably wrote this back in the day. You probably was like, this shit's so whack nowadays. I know I can drive some hard shit. I like this. I'm saying.
And
like,
the beat was from there, too, though. He kept the
beat.
Yeah,
he kept everything the same. Everything the same. So I'm giving my man a raw, man.
You going? What you going?
Going to raw.
Going
it was like an onyx, like kind of like an onyx flow.
Yeah. And but I like the boy. He had a little flow, didn't he?
Yeah,
it was like
it was
onyx,
good.
Like kind of like Cypress Hill-ish. You know?
I like his boys in the background.
And the boys had baloney. I was like, damn.
His boys in the background looking regular. It's some regular dudes.
But
Gap,
you tell like
Gap sweatshirt on.
And when he was young, he probably moving a lot better. But like now he's 45, that little movement. It's a little, you can tell it's a little slight, okay, I don't want to hurt myself to the right. Movement. You know, like you can't bounce too hard because your kneecap might pop off.
I'm going with a raw. It's just something about his flow and everything. The fact that he's late 40s, flowing better than most of these motherfuckers that are 28. Right. So I fuck with Rice Maniac, though. Right. I fuck with Rice Maniac. I'm going with a raw.
Rice Maniac. Salute, brother.
Yeah, but well, we gonna get ready to go to break, and we'll be back. Straight out of Low Cash. See ya.
Straight out of Low Cash.
Murray. We hop out, get straight murder. Any word, a whole scene murder. People throw like they seen the murder. Check my feet, it's straight murder. Nigga, check my bitch, she's straight murder. Y'all witnesses to a straight murder. We killin' shit, it's straight murder. We vibe out, it's straight murder. We hop out, it's straight murder. Any word, a whole scene murder. People throw like they seen the murder. Check my feet, it's straight murder. Nigga, check my bitch, she's straight murder. Y'all witnesses to a straight murder. We killin' shit. We step out on that nightlife, cameras flashing, bright lights. Shut shit down like the fire marshal with a chocolate bunny that might fight. Got a red bone, call a light bright. Refer to them as my day and night. They both bad, but they play nice. They kiss each other while I lay the pipe. I step in and they know me. Northside, triple OG, smoke a whole Z, but the smoke be so damn thick, they thought a whole P. Fuck the police, I live lawless, my hoes hot, like the middle of August, I should suck it down, y'all should've saw it, deep throat like the broad jaws. We parkin' in that valet, give them a C, no light, keep the change, my nigga, hop out with my gang, my nigga, where the section at, what the drink, my nigga, up in VIP, pause for the IG pic, and watch all the haters hate, straight up murder, the section shouldn't be broke off, should've had yellow tape, we mob out, straight murder. We hop out, get straight murder. Any word, a whole scene murder. People throw like they seen the murder. Check my feet, it's straight murder. Nigga, check my bitch, she's straight murder. Y'all witnesses to a straight murder. We killin' shit, it's straight murder. We vibe out, get straight murder. We hop out, get straight murder. Any word, a whole scene murder. People throw like they seen the murder. Check my feet, it's straight murder. Nigga, check my bitch, she's straight murder. Y'all witnesses to a straight murder. we killin' shit. It's straight murder.
Hope a nigga don't trip, then it's straight murder. Killers all in your whip like
straight murder.
Biggest endo clips like
straight murder.
Got bloods, got grips that are
straight murder.
Quiet the violent, nigga, straight murder.
About to cause a riot,
nigga, straight murder.
Rip nigga don't try,
then it's straight murder.
Rip nigga don't try,
then it's straight murder.
That ain't a metaphor, I mean the literal. We're off a hop to get rid of you. For those thinking it's all about the lyrical, don't know the type of shit that we get into. Cause we out here, why they just talking in the VIP, why they just gawking at the dealership, why they at the auction, we killing shit, we need some more coffins. Do it so often, they calling the serial killers, and we on roll with inferior niggas, and my boss stuff, no managerial niggas, you only foot soldiers, we the general niggas, but let me slow it down, bag it up, cause it's over now, I told tag them up, so when you see us on the set, don't be acting up, we'll turn to the editor and have you cut. We mob out, get straight murder, we hop out, get straight murder, any word, a whole scene murder. Like they seen the murder. Check my fit, it's straight murder. Nigga, check my bitch, it's straight murder. Y'all witnesses to a straight murder. We killin' shit, it's straight murder. We vibe out, it's straight murder. When we hop out, it's straight murder. Anywhere the whole scene murder. People start like they seen the murder. Check my fit, it's straight murder. Nigga, check my bitch, it's straight murder. Y'all witnesses to a straight murder. We killin' shit, it's straight murder.
Murder.
Check my bitch, check my bitch, y'all witnesses, we kill shit, we mob out, it's straight murder, we hop out, it's straight murder, any word, a whole scene murder, people stir like they seen the murder, check my bitch, it's straight murder, nigga check my bitch, it's straight murder, y'all witnesses to a straight murder, we kill shit, it's straight murder, we mob out, it's straight murder, we hop out, it's straight murder, any word, a whole scene murder. People start like they seen the murder. Check my bitch, it's straight murder. Nigga, check my bitch, it's straight murder. Y'all witnesses to a straight murder. We kill shit, it's straight murder.
Welcome back, Stroud Low Cash. We are back. We are back.
Aha. Aha.
Shout out to the ladies from the Pisces Life that had us on their show. Shout out to them for having us on their show. That was pretty dope.
Yeah, we're going to have them on here soon.
Yeah. Also, keep hitting up tweakedaudio.com. People have been supporting us on there, man. Like, dude, for real.
Salute.
I appreciate it. People going to tweakedaudio.com. Get it your headphones. Go to tweakedaudio.com. Put in the code SOLC and you get a free shipping with it. 33% off by putting that code in. And you're set to go.
Go get it. Go get it.
All right, so we got two or three more topics left, man. Man, the woman Craigslist serial killer. Y'all hear about this chick?
What's she? I was just on Craig. What happened? that bitch got me. What happened?
Got me
scared.
She ain't selling couches, is she?
Pull it up. She was doing that. She was like acting like she was selling shit and then killing people.
Oh man. Damn, I'm just finna buy a little sectional.
Yeah.
Not no more. Even it could make me a sectional, cut me up.
What? Hold on.
She claims she burned 22 people.
Sex abuse and
Satanism. She's 19?
Yeah, she's 19.
Sex abuse and Satanism with a man called Forrest, twice her age. How depravity, drugs, and divorce warped the fragile mind of a teenage girl, a teen girl, Dexter Killer, who claims to have murdered 22.
No. 22 and 100.
22 people. 22 and 100.
Between 20. Kill between that's a big jump, dude. Kill between 22 and 100.
You don't know right yet. I've killed right. They give or take 78.
Yeah, kill between 20. Bitch, you crazy for real? Where the other ones go?
Accused murder of a man she met on Craigslist shot the world when she claimed to have killed between 22 and 100 in a jailhouse interview. As police voiced doubt her over her claims, a picture of an extremely troubled childhood has emerged. She was abused by her soldier uncle, aged 4, developed a drug problem, and started having sex with a Satanist called Forrest, twice her age when she was 12. She was in and out of a mental institution for behavioral problems called North Star in Alaska. Finally, her parents got divorced and sent her to live with her aunt and uncle in North Carolina. Is this the same dude that messed with her?
I'm assuming it is.
Barbara, who was the name of the chick, her name was Miranda Barber, had a daughter, Araya, who doesn't know the name of the father, says her mother. There she met her husband, Elette Barber, and in October 2013, on the 2-year anniversary of her parents' divorce, they allegedly murdered Troy LaFerra, 42.
So they did it together, her and her husband.
Oh, man. She's fucking crazy, bro. Which one is her?
It's got to be this chick with the red hair right here. Yeah.
What? Scroll down. Yeah. Damn, she out here like she regular. She smiling and she going to the carnival? Oh, look at her. Yeah, they fucking caught me. They got her in an orange jumpsuit on this last picture. On the other picture, go back up, Ram. We're going to go through these other top pictures. Look at her. She on here with at a carnival, got a little bat. Got her holding her daughter in between. Is that who that her holding her daughter with? Her probably her uncle.
No, that's her husband.
Okay, her husband. Scroll down. Then we go through this one. She's on here with her aunt. Her aunt doesn't even know that she's a fucking killer. The aunt husband probably been killed by her, and she don't even know it. She's sitting there with her arms crossed. Now she's at the bottom with the orange jumpsuit on, and now she's talking about she killed between 22 and 100 people. That's like somebody say, how much money you got on you? Oh, I got between $22 and $100 on me. Nigga, no, you don't have between. You know how much you got. You got about $35.
He look crazy.
Oh, yeah, dude do look crazy.
He look like he eat in the thighs.
Right. Yeah. He bite the back of your heel off. She looks like, she don't look like she a killer. She, but you can't tell. You know, you never can tell nowadays.
Yeah, but she's basically, the whole thing is that she was basically like setting up like they were putting
things
in Craigslist. Craigslist like saying like we selling this couch or these turntables or whatever. And people showing like, okay, bet, let me get them. And then they was killing them.
That's crazy.
So it wasn't like they was on some sexual shit. Dude was showing up trying to buy this couch. And then they was like, yeah, it's right in this, king, 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 and just stabbing them up, you know, and then killing them and dumping their bodies.
Gonna make this call on air.
Who you calling?
Yeah, bring your niggas with you.
Let me see. I'm calling Miguel real fast.
Would let her hear this.
Yeah, let me tell
him. Javon's calling this lady on the air live.
See if she picks up.
Her father says she's a liar.
Oh, so she probably lying about that.
Yeah. Has no plausibility. That's crazy.
So they think that she just was just lying, just trying to get to be sensationalized. I mean, think about it. He killed the one person and said she killed him.
22 to 100, my nigga.
Hey, Javon, worried now, y'all. She ain't picking up.
Shit, I ain't worried about nothing.
What if another dude picked up though? Like, hey, what up, nigga?
I'd be like, hey, put her on the phone.
Kill you, bitch.
And niggas be hurt,
shit,
man.
Nigga. We was just on Craigslist, nigga.
So we was just on Craigslist,
man. So I'm saying, who was it though? Who is that? That's your cousin? All right. Well, I guess shit. You be getting ready to cry. You don't know what to say.
All right. Next topic we got. Cops beat up man. It got caught on the dash cam and they exonerated him from going to jail. They was trying to put him in jail and they was like,
I saw that.
It was New Jersey, but the dash cam caught everything. And they were like, why are you resisting arrest and hitting him with the thing? But he was like,
the dude said, the one police officer, now you talking about the black dude who pulled over. Yeah. And did you see the video?
Yeah, I saw the video.
The police officer said, why are you trying to grab my gun?
Right, he's trying to grab my gun.
He wasn't even grabbing the gun. Yeah. He had both hands up. Forward. Yeah, play that real fast, man. That was crazy. I'm going to let y'all hear this at the crib.
Of course, it's going to be a commercial.
Nah, they had these commercials. We could talk through these commercials. They're not sponsoring us, so we don't have to.
Wow, thanks, Jen.
Yeah.
Thanks, Jen.
You guys
going
to put that Toyota commercial?
You're welcome.
Toyota, let's go places.
They are not sponsoring us yet.
That dash cam video helped provide a Bloomfield, New Jersey man's innocence. It's a story we first broke at 7 Online.
This 30-year-old faced a number of charges, including eluding police and assault. Investigative reporter Sarah Wallace obtained the dash cam tapes, and she spoke exclusively with him. Sarah?
Well, Diana and Sade, quite a turnabout. All of the criminal charges against Marcus Jeter have been dismissed. Two Bloomfield cops have now been indicted. A third quietly pleaded guilty to tampering and retired. Wow. It's all because of video the cops may have tried to hide.
Get out the car! Get out!
This is the Bloomfield Police Department's dash cam video that prosecutors say they never saw when they pursued criminal charges against 30-year-old Marcus Jeter. Notice his hands in the air. He was charged with eluding police, resisting arrest, and assault. And also notice who throws repeated punches. If the tape hadn't surfaced,
I was going to be doing jail.
The incident began when cops were called to the Bloomfield home Jeter shares with his girlfriend. No charges were filed, and Jeter says he left after briefly talking to officers. They say you were eluding them.
When they were behind me with the lights on, I pulled right over, you know.
So you weren't trying to escape?
No, I wasn't trying to escape.
In a video from the first police car, prosecutors did see Jeter stops on the side of the Garden State Parkway. The cops pull out guns. Why didn't you just get out of the car?
Because I was afraid. There was a cop on my left with a gun pointed at me, and there was one on my right side with a shotgun pointed. I'm afraid that I might get shot.
If you got out?
Mm-hmm.
The tape not initially turned over is on the dash of a second police car that comes from the opposite direction, crosses the median into ongoing traffic, and then strikes Jeter's car. There is no mention of that in any police report. When Jeter first told his attorney that part of the story,
it was incredible. I didn't believe his story at that particular point in time.
So you finally believed him then?
Yes.
The next thing I know, as he's coming around the car, the glass gets busted, and all the glass goes in my face.
Get out the car!
Your hands are up.
My hands are up. As soon as he opened the door, one of the officers reached in and just punched me in my face. As he's trying to take the seatbelt off, he's elbowing me in my jaw. And I'm, you know, and I'm like, ah. And he's like, stop trying to take my gun. Stop resisting arrest. Stop trying to take my gun. And as he's saying that, I just knew. And I was thinking back in my mind, like, okay, this is going to go wrong.
Get down! Stop resisting! Stop resisting! Why are you trying to take my gun? Get off my gun!
And right before they, when they opened the door about to put me in, the officer hits me in the back of the head again.
As soon as prosecutors saw this video, they dismissed all of the charges against Jeter. Interesting to note, an investigation by Bloomfield PD's scandal-plagued Internal Affairs Division had found no wrongdoing by police officers.
The blame is with the Bloomfield Police Department not providing that tape. If we hadn't had the tapes in this particular case, an innocent man would be in jail today.
I'm sure that if this happened to me, it could happen to a bunch of other people.
Like how they,
you know,
how they release.
Scary, right?
It's a scary situation.
And we were there exclusively today in Essex County Court in Newark, where Bloomfield police officers Sean Corder, there on the left, and Orlando Trinidad, who you will see here on the right, were arraigned on charges including conspiracy, official misconduct, and falsifying reports. Trinidad is also charged with aggravated assault. They pleaded not guilty. By the way, you can watch much more of my extended interview.
Stupid.
No, arraigned means that they just put the charges on them, like saying that you are being charged with this.
Oh, okay.
Like, basically, it's an indictment. Oh, okay. But you have to formally go through the process of being,
indicted. Yeah. Okay, I got you.
Yeah. That's what arraignment is.
Wow.
Dude. Think about how many situations.
That happen all the time.
Happens all the time.
He just looked up, did the dash cams, caught everything. And, you
he
know,
didn't look up because the shit surfaced, because they hid the motherfuckers originally. That's crazy. I'm trying to figure out.
Are they saying that they hid these tapes?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they didn't. When they sent the tapes in, they only sent it from the car that was chasing them, not the one that cut them off and ran this car from the front.
I wonder who.
That's what I'm saying. Like, how did it turn up? Did somebody just, you know, search through these tapes and was like, oh, shit.
They probably told them on some, you know, we know you got the tape, you know, because they knew, obviously they had them because of the first car. Tape is recording all of this. They know that the other car she had the same footage, so we need to see it from all angles. You need to get us this tape, you know, that type thing.
I wonder it could have been because they said, but they said that the internal affairs had already looked into it when he said it, and they said they didn't find any wrongdoing on their part. That's deep as shit, man. That's super deep. That's crazy, dude.
Yeah, man, that was crazy.
All right, last story, which is funny as hell, but kind of sad, is the Ray Rice domestic dispute situation.
How is it funny?
Because the what they say transpired was like some fucked up shit, period, though. Like, you could just tell that he didn't have his chicken order. I wasn't saying check, but it was a volatile situation before. Because she's spitting his face.
Yeah.
Now, for a person to spit in your face, they ain't the first time they didn't disrespected you and talk shit. You know what I'm saying, no rim? Like,
right.
They ain't, for somebody to get to the point where they spit in your face.
Nah, it could be.
No, man. You, yeah. It's levels of disrespect.
There's levels of disrespect on you. It's,
you do.
It's,
you just don't. Most people just don't go straight to spit on somebody. They've already had different levels of doing shit.
But that's what I'm saying. I don't know. I think it just depends. It depends on people's anger. Because I know a dude who's chick, like, they. If you talk to him. And her, it was uncommon, and they got into an argument, and she spit on him, like just in the middle. He was like, it wasn't even that, like
so he spit like hot.
Like she was, like she said something, and she was like, "Fuck you," and spit, and it was in the car, and he got so enraged, he, you know, ran around the other side of the car, was trying to pull her out in the middle of the highway. He was like, "Fuck this," and, you know, about to leave it, like this is bullshit.
What
I don't know if it's a highway. I think it was actually in front of.
What happened to?
I'll tell y'all off.
Oh,
it's
somebody we know?
Yeah.
But spitting on somebody is where you might as well start.
That's a different level.
But I'm saying, but he probably had some more disrespect than that, though, man. I don't believe you just go straight to spitting.
No.
I mean,
you've had other levels of disrespect where that chick was a straight disrespect.
I don't even know if it's a level of disrespect. I just think it's just a level of... Like,
so my whole point is he should have not been fucking with her to get himself to the point where he hit on her, period. He already got these level of disrespect, though. You know what I'm saying?
I mean,
beforehand.
I don't know. I think if this is his fiance, then there's probably been some sort of all sorts of volatile shit. I agree with that. But I'm saying I don't think that it can't happen on the first time. Like, I know the fact that I know people that it's happened to.
What do you think, Javon? You think we talking crazy to say that you can't?
So I mean, is that the story, though, that she spit on him?
Yeah. That she spit on him, was talking shit to him or whatever.
Ah, shit, I ain't gonna say knock her out, man. But I mean, I put like this: you spit on me, and my especially like on, and you hit me in the face or something. That's like one of the most disrespectful things you can do. That
spitting
is
that, and slap me in my face. Though they're probably like two of the most disrespectful as a man. You know, two most disrespectful things you could ever do to me. And you know, put like this: if he knocked her out, I'm saying I wouldn't necessarily put my hands on no woman, but I can understand. Being angered off somebody spitting on you. I'm going to say that.
Yeah, but then, like I said, that the fault lies with him a lot, though, too, because you can't let... The fact that she got to the point, that means that your relationship was fucked up and you didn't have your shit in order, period, though, for her to feel like she can take to the level to spit on your ass? Dude, that's...
I mean, I don't know if it's that sort of feeling, dog. I mean, you get people who just getting... Dude, I've heard some crazy stories from chicks, dude. Like, they get so infuriated.
But my whole thing is, though, that's not the first step isn't spit on you.
But we don't know what the fuck what he be doing.
No, but I'm saying, period, the whole situation was fucked up to even get to that point is what I'm saying.
I mean, but the question is, I mean, fucked up is a perspective thing. You know what I'm saying? Like, some people
she kind of bad, though, too.
Some people...
Let me say.
Some people, they used to be in what we would deem fucked up relationships. Like, that's how relationships are supposed to work. You know what I'm saying? So... I don't know, Doug.
Yeah.
Well, I just say, you know, sometimes you got to be mature, and they go over both parties, man. Quit spitting on people, because if you get spit on somebody and you get your ass knocked out, I don't have no remorse for you. But I guess in this case, with you being a woman, that's the only remorse I got. But even like, if any man spit on me, I'm going to take your jaw off. So, like, any woman that spit on me, I'm gonna try my best not to hit you. I'm gonna say that.
I mean, it's true. I mean,
I'm gonna try my best not to. But if you spit on me to hit me in my, you spit in my face or something, I'm definitely gonna push you. Yeah. I'm talking about you gonna go back a couple feet. Absolutely, you might hit a car.
I mean, and all this, the videotape hasn't come all the way out though for this whole situation though, so we don't know totally. But
right.
It don't look good from that video though.
I mean,
it don't look good, man. Well, I said you gotta kind of control you.
Hey, dude, you just got to know what you got to know your role, dog.
They got a kid together?
They got it. But this is the thing, though, man. What, period, this is just one of my personal opinions, is that the fact that, as men, we set the tone in a relationship. You know what I'm saying? Like, for the fact that it gets to whatever point, though, either we have to make the choice not to fuck with them, or we doing some shit to an extent to not have, like, you almost to an extent, you have to have your woman has to respect you enough to not do certain shit, though. Let's keep it 100.
Mm-hmm.
If she doesn't have, she had no fucking respect for him as a man to spit in his goddamn face. And I don't matter, you can argue with somebody and be upset, but to spit in my face, you have no respect for me.
Right.
And either I did something or there was nothing I could do about it, but you have no respect for me.
He could have been doing some other shit, too, though.
I'm just saying.
So, I mean, it might not be, like, I don't know, like, perfect example. Y'all see that shit where that chick was on the bus? bus and she was pregnant, arguing with her boyfriend.
I heard about it though. I didn't.
What
see
happened?
He was gonna rough her up. I mean, well, it was a ticking time bomb waiting to happen. Like, he was just one of them niggas that just kept getting fueled up, like, right, by that conversation. Right. And he kept getting closer to her, and like, I guess it was like a cry for help because she was on the train, and it was almost like she was just releasing some shit because she was like, "I'm tired of you putting your fucking hands on me. I'm tired of you doing this shit. Blah blah blah." And you know, he over here talking about, "Don't disrespect me. Don't do this. Blah blah blah. This and that." And you know, the people around him kind of pushed him back. And they kept talking. And they let him go. He walked back up in her face again. And she pushed his head. She did one of these, like, back the fuck up. And he pushed her. He was like, "You fucking crazy?" He kind of pushed up against the train. And one of the dudes on the train kind of roughed him up. And they was going back and forth talking shit. They start getting into it, like, kind of wrestling shit, kind of semi-fighting. She coming over trying to help her boyfriend who just got through putting her hands on her. She was like, "Get off of him. Don't hurt him. Blah, blah, blah." And he was like, "Didn't you just say this nigga was whooping your ass?" She was like, "But you don't know my story. I have no place else to go. You know, and they were like, she was like, I don't have nobody. She was like, and there was like other people, women on there like, "You got plenty of resources, but this nigga probably been whooping her ass for a minute."
It had to be.
So, but that's disrespectful. So
but another thing that's in this case, though, that people aren't really talking about is she got arrested, too, for domestic assault.
Straight up?
They both got arrested.
So it's one of them relationships.
No, she ain't. He only 5'7".
Well, she got on heels on that picture, too. Okay. Yeah.
He only 5'7", 5'8". He a running back. He ain't tall.
Oh, I thought he was a big dude.
No, he's small. Big, wide. Yeah, but he ain't tall, though. He's definitely tall. Not as much as you think from the picture. She's just average height probably for a chick.
Yeah, with heels on and shit.
Yeah. I mean, that whole situation, I don't know how it's going to go, but they said they're in a couple seminar now, the 10 seminars for domestic disputes and love or whatever, you know, couples thing or whatever. So, I mean, I don't know how it's going to go down, but, I mean, it's spitting in somebody's face. When I heard they said that she spit in his face, I was like, shit, that's some different shit, man. It's spitting somebody's face.
Spitting in my face, man.
That means you don't fucking give a fuck about me, man. Spitting my face?
Yeah,
especially
but I think times have changed now. I think there's like a lot of females, if they care for you or not, I think they just know they can get away with a lot of stuff. So
with,
you
with whatever dude or
yeah,
in general,
because yeah, if the police come, who you think they gonna lock up? That guy. So it's like a lot of times they just know they kind of can just kind of take it to another level that they probably did some years back, but nowadays they pretty much get away with anything.
Yeah, you gotta teach your sons to be strong, teach your ladies, right, your daughters, yeah, man, at the same time, right, not to push niggas.
Yeah, my mother should always tell my sisters this. She'd be like, "Never let a man touch you. He had no right to touch you, but never put him in a situation to touch you."
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? And some women nowadays would.
Yeah, mother, they be out here. Yeah, mother.
You can't do that.
Yeah, this, that, and the other. I did it, motherfucker. Yeah. What you gonna do?
I fucked your cousin Terry, so
ooh,
what?
You can't do all that.
You'll be sick.
So.
Oh, my God. Like, I got. Like I was watching one of them, we didn't get ready, get out of there. One of them, those are the things on TV One, what was it, Obsessed and all that shit, where they show, like, the one I saw yesterday, though, I don't think he should have killed her, but I understood, though. The dude was with the chick, right? They broke up. He was still living with her, sleeping on the couch. She was bringing new dudes through the crib, and he living on the front, on the couch.
Wow.
She bringing other dudes from dates and everything to the crib.
Smashing them?
I mean, I'm
just saying, though, were they going, like, up in the room by
themselves? Yeah, like, going to the room and hanging out or whatever, though. Like, she kicking with dudes, and he on the couch sleeping.
Wow. I wouldn't even feel comfortable with that situation.
That's crazy.
Yeah. So I was like, hell yeah, he got pushed to the limit. He's seeing niggas, that's the worst.
Especially she broke up with him.
Yeah, she broke up with him.
Oh.
Damn.
And so they said he was like, even like the sisters and brothers was like, yeah, he was doing everything he can to try to get back with her. He's being nice, trying to become a better man.
So he was obsessed. Mm-hmm. So what he end up doing?
Killing her.
Damn.
Stabbed her 12 times.
Damn, dude.
Yeah, you can't. That's like playing with a wild animal at that time. Because this nigga, in his mind, his emotions, you
it's
don't do that.
Up.
You need to make this dude leave. Dude, you got to go. Leave. Go to a different place. You can't be here.
And he was living with her still, sleeping on the couch. And the other dude's coming through.
Hey, what's up, man? Oh, nothing. Just laying here. Just get some rest.
Got
All right. Well, I'm going to go over here and fuck Catherine.
I'll be done around 3.
Yeah. Oh, don't worry about it, man. She knows how to go. Hey, you don't know what to say. What do you say if you the dude laying on the couch and your ex, y'all broke up and she bringing new people in the house? Oh, yeah, this is so-and-so. Yeah, well, be upstairs if you need anything, but you shouldn't. So just lay down here. Just lay down here like you've been doing. All right, no problem. Yeah, I was going to call some people over too myself. Just probably, I don't know, just, yeah.
I might play some Jim Rummy.
Yeah.
Having Carl come over.
Yeah.
You trying to sleep.
Your boy's over there. Is it? What's Karen up there doing?
Oh, yeah. No, she's hey, up man. There. She has done it. She got a study assignment she has to do. Extra credit.
Yeah, I just passed. Go give me $200.
Well, yeah, bro. It sounds like she's getting some extracurricular activity done.
Get the fuck out, Carl.
Extra credit. Yeah, extra dick.
Why do you have to be like that, Carl? Jesus.
Well, this is another edition of Stroud Low Cash. Thank y'all for listening once again. Javon, let everybody know where to hit you up.
Look, follow me on Twitter at Javon Bibbs, JOVANBIBBS. And, you know, follow me, man. I have actually another show here in St. Louis at the Voce downtown on April 19th. It's a Saturday, so if you can make it out, make it out. We're going to rock out.
Teddy?
Theodore Simpson IV on Facebook, 60 Second Marathon on Twitter.
Rim.
DJ Reminis 10 Gmail, Instagram, Twitter.
If you got any people emailing you, hitting you up, like, you know, hey, Reminis, you know. How you doing?
No.
Hi.
They'll be blocked.
Y'all can hit me up on Twitter at Dick Game. Hit us up on the Straight OLC page on Twitter, Straight OLC on there. And email Straight OLC at Gmail. Hook us up with reviews on iTunes. Keep subscribing there. Stitcher, all that good shit, man. And we'll see y'all next week. Definitely see y'all next week. And please don't be so much. Y'all see us on the street. And it was what fucked up is, what if one of the dudes saw us when we leave here, though? That was like, yo, we just did the podcast. Like, it's coming out. Like,
bro, it better come out. It better be on my phone now. Man, well, look, all right. I'm going to tell you. It's going to be on there. Daryl said, as soon as he going to get his turtlenecks out to clean us.
And we'll be back next week, Stroud Low Cash.
Peace.